Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. The Agriculture Trade Promotion, or ATP, program for the USDA was established to help farmers overcome trade issues like retaliatory tariffs put in place by some of America's trading partners. It's designed to help commodity groups develop new markets and new products for those markets. The U.S. Grain Council received $13.9 million in ATP funding. U.S. Grains Council President and CEO Tom Slate says a lot of funding will go to help boost ethanol opportunities overseas. He's also excited about expanding the reach of the Council's feed grain programs.
What I'm most excited about is separate programs for East and West Africa, looking at the feed industry there, in addition to other places, for instance, in Mexico and southern Mexico, working with some of the livestock producers down that way, and even places like South Asia, India, Pakistan, Myanmar, places like that, where we have sort of infant programs that we put this money to work to expand them into new areas.
Slate says the new infusion will allow the U.S. Grain Council to really expand in some of the ways that they do things.
It has allowed our global staff to unleash their creativity all around the world. You know, we've always asked them to think expansively. If money were no object, what would you do? Well, now we have an infusion of new resources that allows them to tick off some of those items on their dream list, so to speak, things they've always wanted to do. And so it's going to allow them to expand their efforts and broaden their depth of what they're getting into around the world.
He talks about what the grant money will mean for U.S. corn, barley, DDS, and other ethanol industries.
The bottom line is that it expands markets for them. I think all of these sectors are all saying we want to see some new demand drivers coming into the marketplace, and that's exactly what these programs are intended to create. New drivers of demand, areas that are going to put a spark into the international global demand formula that, again, you know, will generate additional sales and generate price support and expanded returns for growers. That's what it's all about.
The focus of the program is getting return on investment as soon as possible, hopefully within the next 2 to 3 years. Slate says the ATP builds on a solid public-private partnership that agriculture has with the USDA.
In addition to the ATP program, we have the Market Access Program, MAP, Foreign Market Development Program, FMD. All these programs work together to leverage producers' investments, their own checkoff investments, to leverage their presence around the world marketplace, which we think is going to be a big driver of demand for years to come, with 95% of the world's population living outside the borders of the United States.
Again, that's Tom Slate, President and CEO of the U.S. Grains Council. That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.